This is GQDN for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. AudibleTrial.com/GQ26 by SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By Patreon.com/GroupQuest. Go check that out. Lots of stuff up there. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we get the list for the Nintendo downloads over the past month. Star Wars Zero Company pre-orders are up, and what are you going to get with them? And we got a little bit of Pokemon news, too. Good thing or bad thing? Well, this is a bad thing. We start off with Game Informer, and Xbox is preparing for some significant layoffs as Asha Sharma provides some details for the, quote, Xbox reset, end quote. And the reason why Game Informer knows this, because according to the financial spreadsheets, and some significant layoffs are now on the way for Xbox as part of the new CEO, Asha Sharma. The report came from Bloomberg. And in a new Xbox Wire blog post, the company did do a copy-paste of an email that was sent to the Xbox employees globally. And both Sharma and Matt Booty did discuss problems facing Xbox's future and the plans to correct the course. But she did not mention any layoffs. The messaging in this joint post did signal the layoffs Bloomberg's reporting are coming, according to its sources within the company. And Bloomberg did report that the exact sale of layoffs is indeed unclear. They're expected to occur after the close of Microsoft's fiscal year, June 30th. And that's alongside the significantly slashed budgets for marketing and other areas of the Xbox business. Sharma and Booty did say that the company will end the fiscal year at about 3% of the accountability margin, down year over year. And the annual revenue decline, it's at $500 million during that time, alongside $20 billion spent on its ongoing investments. And that excluded the Activision Blizzard King acquisition. But 3% of accountability margins was meant that every $100 that Xbox makes, it keeps $3 of profit. And that was noted by Bloomberg reporter Jason Schreier over on Blue Sky. Sharma said that Booty, what email reads, going forward, or quote, going forward, this cannot continue, end quote. In that same email, both Sharma and Booty did say that Xbox overextended itself in an acquisition spree this generation. And they did hint at a studio closure to correct that. Quote, we expanded our studio system when we needed a pipeline of content to meet multiple strategies across subscription, streaming, and devices. In the process, we have found ourselves overextended as we executed in changing strategies and landscape of more readily available content. We are fortunate stewards of industry-defining franchises that have enormous potential and players' demand, but we have not adequately funded them to compete and win. At the same time, we saw this past weekend at the 2026 Summer Xbox Game Showcase, a reliable pipeline of first and third-party exclusives and a new IP is critical to our success. We need to reassess the balance between these and our investment priorities for the next 5 years, end quote. Now, they went deeper into the post where they both wrote about the cost of console storage components, and has risen 5 times of the cost of 2 years ago. And Xbox does need a new business model and a partnership for hardware, as they are still committed to Project Helix. They also did write about Xbox's current platform infrastructure and how it's not built for the future, with the systems that are too complex and reliant on vendor dependencies to be efficient as they feel the company needs to be. Further quote, now we start on the next 100 days. It is important to have both optimism and realism as we work to reset the business. For some of you, these realities will be surprising and even frustrating to discover. We won't succeed by hiding our truths, nor we will succeed by doing the same thing and expecting results. Like everyday wins, mentality from the first 100 days, we will sprint to make progress against hardware content, experience, and services together. End quote. Now, for all of you that know, I do apologize for not doing the show for the past couple of days due to personal reasons. That said, we already know about what happened at the Xbox Showcase. Gears of War E-Day, Clockwork Revolution, both games will be an Xbox console exclusive. But they also got a new look at Fable, which will also be on PlayStation 5. And he also interviewed Matt Booty at the Summer Games Fest Play Days to discuss the current state of Xbox. But that's part of this article, because of those exclusives, via GamingBolt.com did say that the gamers are still confused. Because according to Mike Tyson, everyone has a plan until they get hit for the first time. And that referred to his opponents, who thought they knew they had something to do, until the first hit came to them. But Xbox is taking this a bit differently. And that's where Asha Sharma did say, quote, "The plan is the plan until it's not the plan," end quote. Because fans were giving some feedback as to what was going on with their showcase. Because people were being very confused on why there are only certain exclusives. So for the 25th anniversary of the 20th anniversary of Gears of War, 25th anniversary is Xbox and 20th anniversary is Gears of War, Xbox did say that Gears of War E-Day will be an Xbox exclusive, along with Clockwork Revolution. And it will still be coming to PC via Game Pass on day one. And Xbox did clarify to VGC that both E-Day and Clockwork Revolution are time exclusives. And any title that has been announced as a multi-platform, so Halo, Campaign Involved, and Forza Horizon 6, will stick to that plan. That goes for Grounded 2 and Fable, which are available to pre-order on the PlayStation Store. Suna is also a third game in the Hellblade series in City Decay 3. Sharma did post on Twitter, or X, and did talk about why people were choosing Xbox because of, quote, "great games and experiences. It also means giving you something that was made for Xbox," end quote. Which is why both E-Day and Clockwork are exclusives. But does that mean that other titles were not made for Xbox, even though they're from Xbox first-party studios? That's the question that Gaming Bolt did ask, because they were talking about State of Decay 3, and it wasn't even announced for PlayStation 5 until recently. The chief content officer, Matt Booty, did offer some clarification on Gamer Tag Radio, and are announcing three exclusives to reward fans. So Matt Booty did give some clarification on Gamer Tag Radio. He was announcing these exclusives was a way to reward fans, which is the only interpretation that giving them a reason to finally use their Xbox. But the big multiplayer titles and live service games will remain a multi-platform. Same strategy, PlayStation will make it some sense of the State of Decay 3 will be included as a live service category. E-Day does have a seasonal roadmap of multiplayer content. And the newly hired chief strategy officer, Matthew Ball, did talk to the game business about the decision to announce two console exclusives showed players that that's not a, quote, one-off decision, but it could be a, quote, start of a program, end quote. Okay, but that would be that for the Xbox thing, is even that Ball, they acknowledged that the Xbox company was trying to go to a direction where the, quote, average current Xbox player, end quote, could understand the strategy. But they're saying that the communication now is chaotic at best. So what will the next 100 days be? We shall see. GamingBolt.com also said that Battle Mortis has been delayed to October 13th. And that's because of a release deck, September. Because there's a lot of titles coming this September. And it's given that it'd be a few would blink and opt for the other dates. Battle Mortis will be launching on October 13th instead of September 24th on Xbox Series X and S and PC. Here's what they said up on Twitter /X, quote, "September has become absolutely stacked with incredible looking games. We knew this was a possibility, but when you're a partner in the showcase as we are, dates get locked weeks in advance. We wanted to give Alan Mortis and your wallet some room to breathe. Therefore, we've decided to move our release date to October 13th, end quote. But they do have a demo that is now on Steam. So if you want to try it, go check it out. Now we go to Pokemon. Because Polygon.com did say the Pokemon Center's card has become bad. And fans are begging for some stricter rules. So if you did get some Pokemon trading card games, the Pitch Black pre-orders in the Pokemon Center was yesterday. So there are two possibilities, is what the Polygon is saying. Either luck was on your side, or you were using a bot. And this is an assumption that many Pokemon fans were making after some spending hours starting at Psyduck on the Pokemon Center website. The experience of trying to purchase new Pokemon cards had been so awful, according to the site. And fans are calling for some extreme measures. Now, the new card set comes out on July 17th, and fans did get the pre-order queue less than 15 minutes before launch, and had to face some wait times up to 9 hours long. And that was according to the Pokemon Discord. And the wait made it worse with the site's random crashes and refreshes. So if fans did manage to get past that, then they had to navigate the website, which they thought was nearly impossible, and placing anything on the cart. And if they were able to place anything in the cart, well, the website may have registered in the bag, but checking out was likely to fail. And some of the problems that did face the users did involve freezes and timeouts. Reloading was an inevitability, and the Pokemon Center did have an aggressive anti-bot measures that resulted in swift bans, where they were using an autofill in the web browser that would get fans blocked from the site. Many Pokemon fans say that they have no idea that they were banned. One Reddit user did say, with 2,500 upvotes, quote, "I got a text an hour after the queue was already blocked, LMAO," end quote. Another fan said, quote, "My brother stopped receiving a response from the website about 45 minutes, so took the page offline. When I went to engage with it, it refreshed, then I received a notice that I was a bot," end quote. Now, the Pokemon Company did try addressing the issue with the trading card game scalpers in a number of ways. And last year alone, the Pokemon Company created billions of cards, a new card facility, and that's expected to open sometime in 2027. We'll see about that. Now we go back to Xbox. Via GamingBolt.com, the Xbox insiders can now use the test power saving options, along with some other things, because they did announce that it did begin testing out some new features for Xbox Series X and S through the Xbox Insider program, because they now want to improve its social features and offer some customizations for My Games and App Stream. And the user's ability does add games to their wish lists. The company did note that these features were developed after taking community feedback into account. So that will be coming sometime, because the sleep modes may now have some access to the shutdown energy saving option. And the company did say that Xbox Insider members could provide more feedback through the company's new player voice system. And the Xbox player's voice portal was meant to work alongside their feedback that was oriented in the frameworks where Microsoft could already set up. Now we get to some pretty decent stuff. GamesRadar also said that Star Wars Zero Company pre-orders will have some in-game droid cosmetics, if that's what you're looking for. And of course, EA did pack some pre-order bonuses. So if you want the standard edition, $60 on Amazon, or the deluxe edition, $60 PlayStation 5, you'll get the Crystalline Astromech Cosmetic Pack for your in-game droids. Now, if you want to save some of that money on the credits, you can get the copy of the game on PC, because that'll cost you $40. So you can grab it up on Steam or the Epic Game Store, or through the EA app. And of course, you can get it at the box stores too. All of them. Oh, and here's the list via My Nintendo News for the downloads for the 11th of June. And who got what? Or how many people got them? Well, maybe not how many people, but what was the most popular? Nintendo eShop was about Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, Star Seeker Astroneer Expeditions, Maybe a Switch 2? Or maybe the Choose Your Game Bundle for Switch 2? One of the demos was listed too, that's Star Fox. And the pre-orders was also listed as Elden Ring, Tarnished Edition, Minecraft Dungeons 2, Nintendo Switch Sports Resort, and Orbitals. How about music? The Cosmic Chorus and A Whistle in the Wind. And the activities as well. Donkey Kong Bonanza, DK Island, Emerald Rush, Super Mario Collaboration Event, and DK Challenge. That's Donkey Kong. And there's also the sales. And some of them, the games that will be available later on. Like and Roger, which will be available June 17th. Demio Dungeons & Dragons Battle March, June 16th. Sea of Stars, really good one. Really good one. That's out on the eShop right now. But that's not the only stuff. There's some other stuff too. I'll give you a couple things. EA Sports FC 26, the World Game Edition. It's out right now. Frogborn, will be available tomorrow, June 12th. Little Kitty Meow will also be available tomorrow. And Car Guys will be available June 16th. Very good. This has been a Dawnforge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.